My name is Kara Arcuni. This passage is taken from Maxine Hung Kingston's The Fifth Book of Peace, pages 31 through 33. In this passage, Maxine and a couple of her friends return to the burned ruins of her house and search for her lost book, as well as a few other treasures. There was more to my house than I had seen yesterday. The stone archway for the front door remained. It stood upright, and its dusty rose color had not much changed. On top of the lintel sat the bathtub, nakedly up in the air for all to see. We stood under the arch, under the bathtub, and looked down at the footprint of the house. It looked like the low ruins of pueblos and hills. From the brick and stone threshold, I stepped down inside the foundation, a pit of ashes. My feet were touching down beneath where the floor had been, down in the crawl space. I walked inside the footprint and thought out which room had been where, which top story room had fallen on which bottom story room. The upstairs ashes were a middle layer, and the roof ashes the top layer. There was an obvious pathway to a wall that made a corner. It had an opening in it that had been a window. This was the northwest part of the house, Lena Akauhane, places where spirits leap up into the netherworld, jumping off place. Bessie went that way, and I followed her. You get drawn to the solid. We were in the dining room. I suggested that we dig near the window for my jewelry, which had been in a nightstand upstairs. I felt protected by the corner wall. I delayed knowing about my book and having to tell about it. No sooner did I imagine my jade heart than it appeared, green and gold, on a cushion of ashes. I held it flat between my palms, wanting to heal it against my skin. It was hurt. Green veins had grayed, and there was a black burn in its setting, the very middle of the gold flower. I willed life force, the pain in my hands pent up ki energy, from out of my hands into the jade. When Mother gave each of us our jade, she told us about the symbiosis between the true jade and human flesh. Wear it on your chest. It breathes with you and beats with your heart. You're healthy, it grows greener, you breathe easier. It lightens your heart, and it becomes more beautiful and green. Jade for a peaceful heart. Jade, a sign of being Chinese. You see someone wearing jade, you know he or she is Chinese. My jade heart has returned to me. I have to pacify the world. On the pads of my fingers, I picked up and rubbed a dust, like pollen, like mola, with which Indians bless the noses of deer. It was the ashes of the thick gold chain from my jade heart. I thought gold was an element that could not be transmuted, created, or destroyed. So Chinese gold, which is double the carats of regular gold, is an alloy. That heavy chain had become a puff of pure gold. A bee could carry it. Gommei, gold jewelry, gold air. Not wanting to go through the trouble of saving specks of dust, I mixed them broadly amongst the warm ashes. Too bad. I had anticipated Bessie and me having fun uncovering nuggets. Throughout the day, out of the camouflaging ashes, emerged jade bracelets. One had turned black, two were shades of brown and gray, and there was a half circle of white that looked like a tusk. I could tell by the size of each piece which had been which. The jades were of various qualities. The fire burned at extremely different temperatures from one spot to another. I put the whole circles, warm, on my wrists. I shall wear them. Fire jewelry. We also found an inch of gold links, some garnet beads, a chunk of rose quartz that had been in the backyard. Its lavender and pink lights had gone out. The garnet beads were enmeshed in a web of gray metal. I seemed to be inside my recurring dream about chasing after jewels and money. I reach for trails of gem and coins, which keep moving, proliferating, and vanishing ahead of me. They change as I touch them and pocket them, and change again when I try to count them. Dream questions. Should I steal this treasure? Who owns these antique pendants and olden chains of double eagles? Finders keepers? My psychotherapist, Rhoda Feinberg, says that the dream jewels are my values. That explains why traditional Chinese jewelry doesn't feel right on me. New Age plastics and metals are affordable in mine. I need to make my own jewelry, or buy it, not merely inherit or find it.